Shalom Aleichem. I wanted to offer a sweet thought to psych us up for this Shavuot. So fascinatingly, the Torah never actually tells us the historical reason for why we celebrate Shavuos. Now, of course, we know that Shavuos is the day that we receive the Torah. That's what we say in our tefillah, Zman Matan Torateinu. And we know that the Gemara in Shabbos teaches us that everyone agrees that the Torah was given to us on Shavuos. That's, of course, the 49 days from Pesach until 6th or 7th of Sivan. That is what we celebrate on Shavuos. But all of that is based on the oral Torah, the rabbi's teachings. Why is it that the Torah never gives us the historical explanation for why Shavuos happens? It just gives us an agricultural explanation, telling us it's a time of Bikurim. What's going on here? What's that all about? It's not that the Torah doesn't know how to tell us an historical explanation. We know that Pesach happened because we went out of Egypt. The Torah tells us. And we know that Sukkot happened because God put the Jewish people in booth. So why not tell us that Shavuos is the day that we receive the Torah? So I'm going to give two explanations. First explanation is that offered by, actually, my wife. She made this suggestion tonight. I thought it was a brilliant answer. She says that we need the oral Torah, the rabbis, to teach us that we receive the Torah at Shavuos. And it's not given explicitly in the Chumash. To teach us that the oral Torah is a necessary, integral part of that Torah experience. Beautiful. Rabbi Liebtag offers another suggestion. He says that the Torah doesn't tell us that Shavuos is the time when we receive the Torah to remind us that every day is a time when Hashem is re-teaching us the Torah. Hashem is melamed Torah la'amo Yisrael. He's noting it, or he's giving us Torah, and every single day is a revelation experience. It's true that once it happened that God gave us the Torah at Mount Sinai, but to remind us that it's not a one-time experience, but an everyday experience, the Torah doesn't explicitly in the written Torah tell us that we receive the Torah at Mount Sinai. How do we bring this home? How do we make this real? So, you know, originally you wouldn't sit when you would learn Torah. You would only stand to remind yourself that every time you learn Torah, you're having a Sinai experience. So if you're not standing, at least when we're learning Torah, remind yourself that Hashem is with us at that moment. Ask yourself, like the Ramban writes in the Igaret HaRamban, what is Hashem's message that he wants us to take away from this Torah learning experience? And just constantly seek to remind yourself that when I'm learning Torah, this is the Shekhinah. And these, it's a chavrusa, and what is the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us through the Torah learning? May you be blessed with an amazing Shavuos, a Shavuos where we take Shavuos, we take commitments upon ourselves for more commitment to Torah, for more commitment to mitzvahs. May it be a sweet Shavuos where we utilize every moment, because you know every moment of Shavuos is precious, and may we be zoicha every single day to being a mini or complete Zman Matan Torateinu.